Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend. I miss it already, too. All right, let's wipe our tears from our eyes. Let's get the week started so we can get to the next weekend.
Yippee!
It's the 15th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, Monday ain't starting out very good for Apple or AT&T. Why? Because they're getting sued for infringement over iPhone haptic patents. Yeah, you know that little touch thingy that's all nice and gooey on the new iPhone 6S? They've actually asked the U.S. International Trade Commission to ban those iPhone 6Ss and Apple Watches, too, that have this technology. Of course, that can't just quite happen yet. There are rules, of course. It will take about 30 days to decide on instituting an investigation, and then could take about another 16 months after that. So we're either going to be talking about this one for a very long time, or we're going to be hearing about some big payment. I'm going to go with the payment. What do you think? Golf fans out there, yeah. Are you ready to be the next Tiger Woods out there? And no, I'm talking about playing golf. I'm not talking about picking up waitresses at the IHOP or something. Well, Samsung's going to help bring you there. Now that the Samsung gear is going to take golf fans right on the PGA Tour. And all you're going to need is to have that Samsung Galaxy VR, a capable phone, of course, which probably says Samsung on it, and of course the PGA's new Tour VR app. Mind you, being in this VR experience currently, it's a little limited. There are actually only 4 videos to choose from, but it does has some up-close practice videos that might get you a little inspired. Now, the PGA has also pledged that, yes, you're not going to be just stuck with those 4 videos. They're going to be updating with more videos very soon, particularly as the season goes on. In the meantime, you can keep on living the dream in VR. We knew this was going to happen for quite some time, and now it finally has. Google has they've killed Picasa. This all actually happened late last Friday. That's why we weren't able to tell you about it. And everything, as you guessed it, will be consolidated right into Google Photo Service. Quoting the folks over there at Google, after much thought and consideration, we've decided to retire Picasa over the coming months in order to focus entirely on a single photo service in Google Photos. We believe we can create a much better experience by focusing on one service. They might be right, but where does that leave Picasa users? Well, yes, you're pretty much stuck with Google Photos, and you can sign up for that anytime with your Google account. And even though Picasa isn't disappearing immediately, the desktop app, yep, it is officially gone on March 15th. So it's best you just pull the Band-Aid off at one stroke right now. Picasa, it ain't coming back. And finally, here's one to watch out for, iPhone users. We have all heard about iPhones bricking. You know, jailbreak the thing, it gets bricked, then you can't use the thing. But here's another way you can brick it. Just set it to January 1st, 1970 in the dates. You're screwed after that. Yes, a new bug in iOS. That phrase gets uttered about every single week now, doesn't it? And actually posted over on the Reddit forums has somebody showing them that, yes, you can break your iPod, your iPad, or your iPhone by setting the date to January 1st, 1970. And yes, it does. It crashes and bricks. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly how this is done. It does take a little bit of tinkering, although I will say, not a whole heck of a lot. And it's not always 100% foolproof. In fact, many people have rebooted and rebooted and rebooted and rebooted it, and finally, on the 100th time, they finally got the thing to reboot. More than likely, we'll probably see a fix for this in an upcoming iOS release. But until now, just know that today's date is the 15th of February, 2016. Don't think about going back. There's no point. That is, unless you want to be without a phone. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the official British Tech Network website for all the great BTN shows at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the shows over there. You can also find all the great shows on iTunes and get subscribed over there. And heck, if you like what the shows are going on about and what's going on in them, give us a little review over there on iTunes. It really helps our rankings over there and be much, much appreciated. Thank you. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And be part of the BTN community over there at the Slack place. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination for that. As for the news show, well, yeah, we're trying to get Monday going along just as much as you are. We hope it's a good one for you, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. It's getting there. Get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.